Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
No, we're not. We're two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And before we get started with today's episode, just a friendly reminder that if you would like to reach us, you can voicemail or text us. You can voicemail. I didn't mean to make voicemail a verb, but
I was into it.
I guess it is now. Anyway, that number is 781-591-0390. You're also welcome to email us or send us a voice memo at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
That is true. And you can visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mentioned on the show. Please do follow us on Twitter at forever35pod, on Instagram at forever35podcast, and join the Forever 35 Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/forever35podcast. The password is serums. You can also sign up for our newsletter. The next issue will go out next week, and that is at forever35podcast.com/newsletter.
And today we're doing things a little differently because it is a vacation week here at the Forever 35 world. We're here, but we're not here.
That's true.
Is that right, Dori? That's a fair way to describe it.
Yep. We're
making content, but at this exact moment, Dori is off the grid and I am lurking to make sure everything is running smoothly. I've got a little hat on.
Yep.
My big rain boots. That's what I look like when I lurk. But the good news is that we've been holding on to this interview to save for this moment. We had an amazing conversation with Kirby Johnson and Sarah Tan, who are the co-hosts of the podcast Gloss Angeles. They are both beauty editors, journalists, and I'm just going to say this, like beauty geniuses, basically. They are passionate and obsessed with the cosmetics, beauty industry, skincare, and really approach it in an incredibly thoughtful, humorous, but also analytical way.
Indeed. We're really excited for you all to hear this episode. And also, we should also remind people that we were on their show a month or two ago, right?
I believe that episode has aired. Yeah, if you don't already subscribe, hit the subscribe button for their pod. It's a really great show.
And we'll link directly to the episode that we were on.
Yes.
In the show notes.
Yes, Dori, we will. Anyway, we hope you enjoy our interview with Kirby and Sarah, and we will be back with you next week.
Bye.
Well, we're very excited because our guests today are the co-hosts of the Gloss Angeles podcast. You probably are already listeners, but if not, we're going to introduce you to them. We have Kirby Johnson and Sarah Tan on the pod today. Kirby, Sarah, hello and welcome.
Hi.
Hello. Oh my gosh, I'm so nervous to be on the other side of this.
The heat is on. We should let our listeners know that we are going to be on Gloss Angeles. You are here on Forever 35. So listen to both episodes, subscribe, enjoy 2 hours of us gabbing away. It's going to be great. So I want to just read a brief bio to introduce you to our listeners. Kirby is a host, producer, and reporter in the beauty space who has contributed to publications like Allure, The Hollywood Reporter, Elle, and Glamour. She's a former writer, producer, and host at Pop Sugar and continues to work on camera with Freeform. And Sarah is Refinery29's beauty director and a beauty, fashion, and wellness writer and editor. She's also served as senior fashion and beauty editor at Bustle and has contributed to various publications, including Allure, InStyle, People, Parents, Brides, and Women's Health. And as mentioned up top, they co-host Gloss Angeles, which is a wonderful beauty-focused podcast that melds their passion for cosmetics with their love of our fair city, Los Angeles. And we're so excited to have you here as both experts in beauty and also fans of beauty. It's kind of the perfect combination.
Well, thank you for having us. We're so excited. We mentioned this on our pod, but we're big fans of the two of you. And we're just thrilled that we could be on Forever 35.
Yeah, we're so excited to have you both.
And you both are currently 34. Is that right?
Yes.
That is correct.
Forever 34.
Forever 34.
Forever 34 Capricorns. We were born a week apart.
Oh, oh boy. That's right. You do say that you have big Capricorn energy. So I should have known. Well, you're dealing with a Taurus and a Cancer, so I feel like we're all going to get along.
Well, you know what's funny? I posted on my Instagram yesterday about how it's Taurus season and how I'm a Taurus and I have lots of Tauruses in my family. And someone DM'd me and was like, "I thought you were a Capricorn."
It's the earth vibe.
You're like, I don't know if I should apologize or say thank you.
They were like, you really seem like a Capricorn. I could have sworn you're a Capricorn.
Is your rising sign a Capricorn?
No, I think my rising sign is Aquarius.
Oh, wait.
So I don't know where they got that from.
Kate, you're the Cancer double Aquarian, right?
Yes.
Okay. So Sarah is Capricorn double Aries.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy.
Oh.
I know. It's actually shocking now that when I say it out loud, I'm like, there's no way. I am a stew of vindictiveness. No, just kidding. I'm
Scorpio.
Capricorn, Scorpio moon, and Cancer rising. So there's
boy.
A lot of emotions.
Ooh, boy. Yeah.
Love, yeah. Love
pray
revenge.
For me and my family.
Yeah. Lot
love revenge.
There.
Lots of
you know,
revenge.
I had my mom was a Scorpio and I'm a Cancer, and like we got into some big fights. Big
correct.
Fights.
I can only say correct because I feel it mm-hmm. deeply. I feel it.
Oh, well, no. We like to start by asking people about self-care practices, but I want to flag this so that we can circle back to how astrology might play into your own self-care, because now you've piqued my curiosity about your signs here. But we would love to hear from each of you about any self-care practice that you have in your life, big or small, something that you do on a regular basis that brings you a sense of calm, balance, peace, wellness, whatever that means to you.
Okay, I'll go first. I have a serious one and then a not so serious one. My not so serious one is watching Glee. Listen, Glee was problematic, but when it was good, it was so good. And I have been rewatching it, and the pilot is truly one of my favorite pieces of television just because it's so weird and bizarre. And the first three seasons really, I mean, most of my Apple iTunes that I don't use anymore is all Glee covers. So rewatching Glee has brought me a sense of peace and comfort, especially because that show came out the year I moved to LA. So it felt very much like I was going on this journey with the New Directions as they were going on their journey. So that's one of the things that I do just to chill out and unwind. And it brings me peace and it's an easy watch. And they sing Journey songs. Like, hell yeah,
what's
let's do this.
What's not to love?
Yeah.
Exactly. And then I would say, I mean, I think a lot of people talk about fitness or meditation and things of that nature, but having a routine and getting on the Peloton and listening to music and decompressing for however long I need to decompress has been awesome. And I don't really necessarily do it to like look a certain way, but I do it because it makes me feel good and I like the endorphins. And it's like the one time of day where it's just me worrying about me, not me worrying about delivering something to someone and making sure somebody has a audio file or coordinating an interview or whatever that is. So that's self-care to me.
Who are your favorite instructors?
Oh, okay. Well, we do love Cody in this household.
I mean, we are all
also Cody stands.
Yeah. If Cody listens to Forever 35, will you come on Los Angeles?
We had Tunde. We had Tunde on the show.
Yes, we will.
Tunde. Love Tunde.
Yeah.
Love her. Cody says things, though, during the workouts that I literally am like, that was me. I was the girl waiting in line at Walmart for NSYNC's album when it came out in 2000.
Yeah, I feel like he's 30. Like, I think he's exactly your age.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you probably have like, all the same references.
Yes.
I feel it deeply. I feel it absolutely deeply. I love Allie Love. I love Emma. I'm just, you know, it's crazy that they've become celebrities this past year. I don't think without the pandemic, they would have been like, they are superstars because all of us were on Peloton.
Totally. You
know? And Cody has been with Peloton for years and like
7 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Funny story. I took some Peloton classes in 2015 when I was visiting New York on ClassPass. And when I got a Peloton last summer, they were still in my profile. And I'd taken a class with Cody and taken class with Robin. Like, wait, this is so weird. It was like,
you're an OG, Dory.
Yeah, it was so funny.
Oh my gosh.
And
my
how competitive
sister,
it must be now.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like, I was like number, you know, I don't know, something out of like 120 people. And I remember thinking, wow, that's weird that they have people like riding from home, but I guess that's cool. And I like didn't understand how it worked. Anyway,
it's sidebar, wild. But I was just going to say, my sister is like a huge Peloton fan and had it before the pandemic and took classes in New York and had Tunde and Alex sign her shoes.
Ooh,
and like
I
took
love
photos
that.
Of like, she was like such a stan, doesn't even hide it. Yeah. And then she just got the Peloton Tread Plus, which is the one that I did not know is like has like endangered children and pets.
I know. I've seen that.
I like Instagrammed it not knowing. And then all of these people messaged me and they're like, I hope you're keeping Zoe and Oliver away from it. I was like, what are you talking about? And then I watched the video and it is terrifying. I don't know if you guys have seen it.
Yeah, I can't bring myself
I can't
to
either.
Don't watch it. But anyways, it's a lovely treadmill. Just keep your kids away from it.
Done.
Okay. Oh,
okay.
Sorry. Okay.
Sarah,
so my
the
turn.
Pressure's on.
Okay. So if you would have asked me pre-Zoe, I would have said my self-care is working out for sure. Like running, going to a Barry's boot camp, like that hour of my day is really, like Kirby said, was for me. It's been really hard to find time to work out again with the baby. But I'm starting to get back into it and I'm hoping, you know, that I get better at like making time for myself. And because I do feel so great when I do it and I know that it's such a big part of my life and who I am. But now I'm just prioritizing like silence and sleep. So I'm a big morning person. And before I used to like get up, you know, at 6 and work out, I'd have my coffee, I'd take Oliver and my dog on a walk, and that would be like my me time. Now, like, I am lucky if I get up like a minute or two before my daughter, because she's like an early bird, and my husband has to leave for work pretty early. So, and I'm not saying this in like that I'm like sad about it, because I love to have that time with Zoe in the morning, like the 2 hours before the nanny gets here. But that all said, like, I don't have time to myself in the morning anymore. And so at night, after she goes to bed, and then my husband goes to bed pretty like early too, like at 9:30, I just like sit on the couch by myself for like 10, 15 minutes until I get really sleepy and just sit in silence. Like, that is like the time to myself. And like, I read this thing I can't remember what Instagram account it was, but and I can't even remember what it's called, but it's like how moms are trying to like stay awake and like consume in like articles and Instagram and just like trying to like fight to stay awake because that's like the only time they have to themselves.
Yes, it's like that sabotage.
Yes, that's what it's called.
But yes.
And I was like, I relate to this so much, but like I need it. Like it's like mm-hmm. I need to have that 10 minutes to myself because that's like when I feel like I can read through my texts and or even like I said, just sit in silence. So that's like my self-care now. And then a beauty one is getting my eyelash extensions, which I tried to like stop. I even texted Kirby the other day and I was like, should I stop? Should I take a break? And she was like, no, because she knows how much joy it brings me. And I just feel like I look more put together. You know, I don't have to like do the whole makeup thing. I'm ready for Zoom. I'm good to go. So, and I also now take naps while I get my extensions installed.
Wait, that's like a multitasking move. You nap while you get your eyelash extensions?
I do. I've like become so close with my girl that like we don't really talk anymore. I mean, we'll talk if there's like something that needs to be talked about. But like she knows like that I'm tired and sleepy and that I need this like hour to nap. And so she lets me nap and I wake up with fresh, fluffy lashes.
That's amazing. And I'm also wondering, like, did you do this throughout the pandemic? And how has the pandemic changed your beauty routines?
So I definitely stopped for a while. And that was really tough for me because, like I said, I'm addicted. I've been doing it for years and years and years. And I'm like, so jealous of Kirby because she was born with these beautiful long lashes and like just like watching her do her like mascara reviews on her Instagram. I'm just like, why do I have like stick straight short lashes that just like go down? And but anyways, so I gave mascara a try. It was not for me. I'll give it another try, I'm sure at some point. But anyways, I went back when she reopened, probably, I can't even remember, a few months ago. So I definitely took a break. But no, my beauty routine changed a lot during the pandemic. It changed in so many ways, not just because I wasn't going anywhere, but also because I was pregnant and then I couldn't use a lot of things that I had been using previously. And then, Dory, like you said, after I had my baby, like, I feel like hormonal, like, I couldn't use certain products, I was excited to use again. And I'm still breastfeeding, so I can't use, the retinol. Mm-hmm. But, long story short, everything is pared way back down, like, way down. Like, it's all about, like, skinimalism over here in the tan household. I call it the tan household, but that's not my husband's last name. That's my last name.
It is the tan household, though. Like, I mean, let's be real.
Kirby, are you also practicing skinimalism?
Yeah, but like, I enjoy the art of putting on makeup. So I probably wore more makeup during the pandemic than most people because I just enjoy it. It really is like painting to me. I definitely have been laying off the foundations for sure. And I don't feel compelled to like, I think also this is just something that happens as you get older, having this like picture perfect canvas of your face. Like I actually like seeing my pores. I like seeing, you know, my actual skin shining through. So like I'll put concealer on my melasma or if I have a blemish, I'll dot it on, but I'm not spending hours like trying to cover up this one blemish on my chin because it's like everybody breaks out. I mean, you're thinking more about it than anybody else's. And then of course with the pandemic, it's like nobody's seeing you. So who really cares? And then, you know, like mental health played a big part into it. I mean, some days I wouldn't change out of my pajamas and I could barely
brush my teeth in the morning, you know? Yeah. So I think like you have to give yourself some grace. But when I was, you know, excited and, you know, wanting to try new products, I did rely a lot on makeup and I'm a big skincare girl. One thing that's changed for me, and it really wasn't like an option, but because all of the salons were shut down last year, I mean, I think they worked maybe a total of 90 days, which was just so upsetting because they didn't get the help that they needed, especially in LA. But, you know, I wasn't able to get my highlights, and I am a Texas girl. So I fancy myself a blonde. I'm like, blonde was like a part of my personality for sure. And then, you know, my highlights started growing out, and I'm brunette. If you can't tell, I mean, hello, look at this beautiful brunette hair. And I love it. And it's really jarring now to see how blonde I was at some points in my life, because I'm like, what was I thinking? Like, this did not look natural. It didn't look normal. It clashed with my skin tone. So I think there was a lot of learning that happened over the pandemic too. Like, hey, actually, you don't have to be put together. You don't have to have your nails done every week. You don't have to, I mean, even though mine are done, these are, glue on, whatever. But yeah, a lot of things that I used to prioritize in terms of like how I needed to look or present myself have just gone out the window, essentially.
Do you think they'll come back in the window, like as we return towards seeing people? Like, do you think these kind of shifts, and this is a question for both of you, like, are these shifts permanent, or are they just kind of adapting to the times? And as we transition back into more in-person interaction, you'll go back to doing the things you did before? Or do you feel like it's more of a permanent shift?
I mean, I'm excited to go back into, I mean, well, I have a lot of anxiety about going back to events and, you know, dressing up and being with it, being, you know, in big, being with big crowds. But I will say, I think that I'll, like Kirby, you know, we'll learn from the things that worked for us during the pandemic. So like, I mean, Kirby, you're still like technically blonde to me. I don't know why that you're definitely a brunette, but in my eyes and in my heart, you're a blonde, forever a blonde.
Okay. Thank you.
But I love this look for you. For me, it was like, maybe I learned that I need my eyelash extensions and that's okay. But like, this is the longest I've gone without getting, you know, regular manicures and pedicures. And while I can't wait to get back into the nail salon, I've learned, like Kirby said, like, I don't need to have that every week or every 2 weeks. I can do it myself at home. Same with like my regular facials. Like, you know, Kirby and I are blessed with we have the privilege of getting facials. Like, we would get them like twice a month sometimes. And like, I don't need that. That is not necessary. Although it's like a lovely indulgence, like, I do not need that. So I feel like everyone, you know, as we transition back, we'll hold on to the things that like we know we love and made us feel good during quarantine. Yeah. And then, you know, and get back into it. We basically just like whatever made us feel good. Right, Kirby?
Yeah. And I also think, though, there's an element of the roaring 20s. Like, I think that it's going to come back with a vengeance. I want to patronize my nail salon because I know that they haven't been, you know, people haven't been going in and getting their regular manicures and pedicures. I want to go get a blowout. I want to, you know, get my hair cut and things like that. I think people are going to play around. I mean, they spent a year being natural, and maybe some people will hang on to that. But I do think a lot of people will think, I want to dye my hair blue, or maybe I want to chop off all my hair. It'll grow back, you know, like, what's the big deal? So I think there's going to be this essence of beauty coming back with a vengeance.
Okie dokie. Let's take a break and then we will be back in a flash.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And It's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
All right, we are back as promised.
Can I ask you kind of a convoluted question that I'm not quite sure how to articulate, but it's something I think about a lot and it's come up on our show? You know, beauty is, it's like such a form of pleasure for people, and there's artistry involved and self-care involved, but then it's also this thing that stems from like, from patriarchal constructs and like a place of whiteness and racism. And like, how do you kind of manage that? Because I look at, like, I watch TikTok and there's such self-exploration and self-expression through makeup. And then sometimes we get this question of like, why do we participate in this system of beauty? And so how do you, as beauty editors, advise people to find the, like, how do we find the good in it and reject the bad and steer it towards the better side of things? Does that make any sense?
That's a $1 million question, Kate. I think like every beauty editor struggles with this. It's like Sarah and I, especially when we launched the podcast, I mean, a lot of people come to listen to us recommend products and talk about like how a product is made or what ingredients are great or like how to curate a specific beauty routine. But that all involves telling people to buy something to make them like look a certain way or feel a certain way. And a couple of months ago, we were like, okay, we need to take a step back.
yes, we're going to make recommendations on this podcast, but we have this term that we coined. It's called dodo ho. It stems from do how. So do you need this product? Okay. Did you run out of your serum and you're looking for something to replace it? Great. Look into this because it's worth it. And we're giving you the recommendation. Do you know how it works? Especially in the beauty industry, it's a $500 billion industry. Everybody's making a product. Not every product, frankly, should exist. I cannot tell you how many times we get founders on the podcast that are like, I didn't find a product that worked for my skin, so I decided to make it. I'm like, there's 18 other CBD products on the market that are literally the exact formulation here. So like that answer doesn't cut it for us anymore. Understand how the product works before you buy it. We get so many questions. Hey, I bought this product because y'all love it, but like, I don't even know where to put it in my routine. And like, what is niacinamide? And we're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Why did you purchase it then? Like, you need to have a general understanding of that before you decide to buy something. And then lastly is the how. Like, how did you hear about it? Did you hear about it because somebody talked about it on TikTok? Okay, well, guess what? It was probably an ad. Like, is it like, corporate America telling you you need it? Or are you listening to people like Dory and Kate who are like obsessed with it because they bought it and they love it? Or like me and Sarah, and we know everything that went into making this product and why it's so special and why it stands out. Do you follow a cosmetic chemist that was like, hey, this is legit. This is like one of the best vitamin C serums I've ever tried. It really matters. Like, since we know that you guys know this too, but like, working at online publishers, we know how they get clicks. It's like, this product has 14,000 Amazon reviews. And like, for whatever reason, that sparks something in somebody's head that says, oh, I need this because 14,000 people reviewed it. Well, it's 14,000 bad reviews, but like, they didn't say that. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, we're constantly like, okay, less consumption, I think, is part of it. Like, don't overconsume. It's not only bad for your skin, but bad for the planet. And then when it comes to like the patriarchy and looking a certain way, I always come at it as if you were thinking about it for yourself and it's something that you truly wanted for yourself, it's not because you saw somebody talking about it or somebody telling you that you needed it, or because there's a trend that you're like, oh, I need a more lifted brow or I need a smaller nose or whatever it is. Cause like, we're like, pro plastic surgery on the podcast. If you want plastic surgery, get it for yourself, but don't get it because some doctor told you need a smaller nose, right? Like, but it all goes back to your question, Kate, like how do we balance that? We don't know. We're like, every beauty editor has this question in the back of their head. Like, how do we make this, as ethically and morally sound as possible, right?
Yeah. And I do want to say though, like, I have so much admiration for, like Gen Z and all of the young people who are using TikTok and their platforms to express themselves through beauty, because you can tell, like, they are so different from us, like from millennials, yes, and from generations before us. They don't give, I don't know if you can curse on this podcast. They don't give an
F.
Oh. They don't give a fuck about the patriarchy, right? Like, they are using their makeup as activism, you know, educating people with their, you know, while they're doing this beautiful, you know, eye look. They're like using beauty to empower others and themselves. And you could just see like such diversity and inclusivity on TikTok too. Like, obviously, like, there are the, you know, influencers from Instagram and YouTube that are really popular and will continue to be popular. We don't know for how long, but, you know, they all look so different from the people that, you know, Kirby and I looked up to when we were their age. I mean, my niece is 15 and the things that the people that she follows, the kind of content that she consumes and shares on her own Instagram, like, she is so woke. And I'm like, that's amazing. Mm. Like, I'm like just inspired by her. So I think that like we are moving in the right direction. I have my faith in that generation, to, you know, break that the patriarchy or, you know, bring us in the right direction, move the needle. But I don't know, like Kirby said, it's hard because it's like, I think, you know, like I am a grown ass woman and I shouldn't be affected by the, you know, face tuned or filtered photos on Instagram, but I am. Yeah. You know, yeah, I follow people and I'm like, oh my God, they have their shit together. They look so good. Why don't I look like that?
And to piggyback off of Sarah, though, at the same time, growing up, like I did love like learning beauty tips and makeup and I was like the teenager that like had a legit skincare routine, like because it was something I was passionate and interested in. And I think there's also fault in sometimes like women, especially telling other women that like, oh, your love of beauty is actually like misogynistic in a way. Like it's based in the patriarchy. Cause it's like, well, no, it's not. It's just something that I'm excited about. Just like you may be excited about art or books or, you know, whatever it is. Like my outlet is skincare. Why is that a bad thing? And I feel really conflicted sometimes when I'm reading about, you know, why the beauty industry is bad. And because I'm like, for a lot of people, it's an outlet. For a lot of people, it's a platform, you know? Yeah. So I don't want to minimize that for them either.
Yeah. Like I'm done with everyone thinking that beauty is frivolous because beauty is a part of, is just a small part of everyone's story, right? And there's so much like, I mean, if we're going to talk about like, the cultural influences and, you know, the heritage behind certain practices and things like that. Like there's so much to talk about, so much storytelling there.
Yeah, I feel like it gets tricky when you have something like Instagram face, you know, like a face that everyone is trying to look like, and whether it's, you know, because of Kylie Jenner or someone else and people just getting like obsessed with that. You know, I do see how that becomes problematic, especially when we're talking about teenagers on social media. But it's also, like you said, it is something that brings a lot of people a lot of joy. So it's tricky. But sort of on that note, let's talk about actual products.
Yay.
what are you guys using now for skincare? And I know, Sarah, you said you're not wearing a lot of makeup, but Kirby, I would love to hear about your makeup as well.
Okay, I can do that.
Kirby.
So I wrote some things down. Kate mentioned on our pod that she was like mentally going through her medicine cabinet and she's always trying new things. And like, that's very much Sarah and I, because it's our job. But there, if anybody listens to Los Angeles, you know, the first thing I'm going to say, it's my cleanser, Fresh Soy Face Cleanser. This is
an icon,
my ultimate jam. This product, I have them everywhere. It's insane.
How long have you been using it?
Since I was like legit like 15. I mean, I was really young and my mom was like, this is $38. This is like not like, go get CeraVe or something. You're crazy. But it's like the only thing I can use that not only, you know, it doesn't strip the skin, but I wear mascara and eye makeup. Like that's my thing. I'm not like a big bright lipstick person. So I really need something that's going to be gentle enough to remove eye makeup. Sorry, my dog. I need something that's going to be really gentle enough to remove my eye makeup without like ruining my skin. So
yeah,
Fresh Soy Face Cleanser, number one. I actually don't, like Dory and Kate, I don't wash my face in the mornings. I maybe do a splash of water, or I'll use a micellar water just to kind of like clean the canvas. But it's so funny. I think everybody, like that was demonized for a while. Like, oh, you don't wash your face in the morning, whatever. And now I'm like, I don't think anybody's really washing their face fully in the mornings anymore. So that's first. I'll do a mist. Actually, right now, my skin is freaking out because I went to the desert over the weekend. And without fail, I will come back and I'll have Acne Cosmetica on my lower jawline. They just like are little raised bumps. They're inflamed. It's from the change in the weather. It's also from like the wind
in Palm Springs. And so I've been using Tower 28's SOS spray. It has hypochlorous acid in it, which helps with inflammation and bacteria. So when I know that my skin is kind of freaking out, I try not to use too many things with like actives like glycolic or, you know, vitamin C or retinol in them. All that to say, though, before this, I was using Kate Somerville's Resurfacing Overnight Peel. It's a new peel that she launched. Chef's kiss. It is... It's everything I want in a peel, and you don't wash it off. It's not like a peel you put on for 10 minutes and you put it on. It's an overnight peel. It's essentially like a serum type consistency, maybe a little bit thicker. I put it on under my moisturizer. You wake up the next morning and you are glowing. It has glycolic retinol and niacinamide. And it's just...
That is a powerhouse combo.
It's ridiculous. It's so good, y'all. And it's brand new. And like, I don't usually rave about brand new products all that much. Like, I'm really into my tried and trues. But like this one, I think she literally just launched it 2 weeks ago. So way to go, Kate Somerville. You rocked it with this particular peel. It's funny because when we get sponsors on the podcast that are like specifically beauty related, we have to vet them before we agree to like work with them, which, as you two know, can be a little bit of a pain in the butt for our sales team because they're like, well, they want to work with you. And we're like, well, we don't want to work with them unless we try the product. And they're like, no, but the campaign's next month. And we're like, okay, sorry, then this is not happening. But we ended up partnering with Strivectin with their new Intensive Eye Concentrate Plus. And I've been using that as my eye cream. And I used to think eye cream was a scam. And now I believe in it very deeply. So I am loving the Strivectin eye cream. I think it's great. And Strivectin is just a brand that Sarah and I generally trust with our lives. They could put anything on our face or body and we would love it.
They also sponsor this podcast, and we are also big fans of the eye cream.
Well, so. I've been using that eye cream because of that, and it's legit great.
It's amazing. It's incredible. So, hi, Strivectin. And then that's called added value. That's called added value. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not spawn con, but con.
It's added value. And then we have a new sunscreen that I've been using. It's by Sunday Riley. It's called Lighthearted. It's an SPF 30. It's a broad spectrum and it's pink. So like you get it and you're like, oh, it's a pink sunscreen. Interesting. And it's actually a really small bottle. I thought it was going to be way bigger. So my biggest complaint is that it's as small as it is. It should be larger. But when you first put it on, I was like, okay, this is going to give me a white cast. It says that it doesn't, but I feel like it is. And it almost disappears. It's like one of those color-changing lipsticks that you put on. It's like you put it on and you're all white. And you're like, what the hell? And then it just disappears. And it looks normal. So I'm really into it. And it's oil-free. I like the way that it makes my skin feel. I'm just a really big fan of it. So that's like my morning routine. Would you like me to continue with some makeup? I won't go in depth, but I can mention a few products that I'm loving.
Please.
Tatcha's new silk powder. Again, chef's
kiss. Yes.
So effing good. Like, you're not supposed to bake with it. I was never baking my skin in the first place because I looked like a crazy person. Also, people that can bake under their eyes, I'm like, you must have zero wrinkles because anytime I bake under my eyes, I look decrepit. So
I feel like people baking, that was just like a YouTube thing. Like, no one actually does that in real life, right?
Yeah, well, drag queens, because they, originated
it. Yes, of course.
Correct. But like, yes, it was very much like appropriated on YouTube. So then I've been using that, like, if I'm not going anywhere or seeing anybody, like, I just put that on to keep me from being shiny. Kosas just launched new brow products that Sarah and I mentioned on a recent episode. Airbrow, which is the gel, incredible. And then Brow Pop, which is the brow pencil. I use both and I think they're amazing and I'll just fill in my brow. I actually, I know y'all talked about microblading on a Q&A episode with your listeners. I've been microbladed and I actually just wanted to share that if anybody's curious about microblading and the process and like what you need to know, I have videos out on the internets that you can search and it will give you the lowdown and everything that I wish I knew a year later. I mean, I got this done in 2016, so I go through all of the motions explaining, and I'll give you some recommendations too on like where to find a proper person to look, you know, to do it for you. So anyways, I heard that episode and I was like, oh, I need to share that with them.
Wait, do you both have your, or is everyone here microbladed minus me?
No.
I'm not microbladed.
No, a fan wrote in and was like, should I get microbladed? Tell me what to do. And they were like, we should probably talk to someone that's been microbladed. And I'm like, me.
We don't know.
Me. But I still fill in my brows and use a brow gel because it's been like almost 5 years since I've had that done. I love cream blush. Rare Beauty has an amazing cream blush that they launched. It wasn't in their initial launch, not their liquid blush, but it's their cream blush. It's super cute.
That's Selena Gomez's line. Is that right?
Yes. And very if anybody line. Wants to know if it's good, it's legit. It's amazing. She did it right. That's a celebrity beauty line that we stan. So it's very good. And then, like, I'm trying to think. Oh, if I'm wearing concealer, it's probably NARS or Armani. They're the best. I feel like they get the shades right. And they're tried and true, and they know what's up. So, yeah. And then my nighttime routine recently, honestly, it's been very, very simple because of this, like, acne cosmetica thing happening. I wash my face with fresh soy face cleanser. If I need a second cleanse, I use the Tatcha rice wash. And then I've been putting the SOS spray on. I'll use the Skin Medica. What is it? TNS serum, Sarah?
Yep.
Is it? The TNS serum, which is just ungodly expensive, but it works. Has every ingredient ever, and it works, and it's not irritating to my skin. And then I finish with First Aid Beauty's moisturizer. It's like you can buy a vat of it for $14 at Sephora, and it will last you for months, and it's not irritating. So that's me in a nutshell.
So many good recs. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Sarah Tan time.
It's my time. Okay. So I guess I'll start with the morning. I also do not wash my face in the morning unless I've worked out, which is not happening these days. So I do not wash my face in the morning. I will do a little bit of the Caudalie mist to refresh my face and also make me feel like I'm somewhere fancy when in fact I am not. I'm at home. Then I will use the Peach and Lily Glass Skin Serum. Kirby knows. She's a fan. Have you guys used this product?
I haven't. I'm so curious about it.
You guys would really like this because you're both fans of the Summer Friday CC Serum. And I find them to be very similar. But whenever my skin is freaking out, if like I'm having a hormonal change or I have a few pimples. If I say I have more than a few pimples, Kirby's going to attack me because she always says that. Don't attack me, Kirby. I go back to using this serum and it like overnight transforms my skin. It's back to being like super hydrated and bright and clear. It's lovely and it's not that expensive. Then I will use, I should say, by the way, my skincare is pretty routine, minimal these days, but, another product that I have been using that I love and I've been using it day and night is, Kirby, we talked about this, the Circumference Active Restorative Moisturizing Cream. I'm very dry. So I'm very dry. Kirby is a little bit oily. So we're like opposites, but we both love this cream. It is delicious. I feel like it's very decadent and luxe, but it does absorb pretty quickly. Like you're not going to feel greasy. Although when I do use it at night, I like go heavy because I like to feel like glossy before I go to bed. Mm-hmm. I like to feel very wet and hydrated. Then I'll know that I...
Same.
I mean, that's how you know you did it right, right? That's how you know you applied all your evening skincare products correctly. And then you, like, lay there and you, like, don't turn your head on the pillow because you don't want to get your pillow wet or, like, getting any expensive serums wasted on your pillowcase. So I'll use that. And then I will... Oh, I should say, I have been also trying a new product, before this step in between the Peach and Lily and the circumference is from Violette. She is a makeup artist. She's what is her last name? I don't even know. She's French. She's beautiful, and she just started her own skin her own makeup and skincare line. And this product is called Boom Boom Milk.
Whoa.
Yes, it's very interesting. So it's like, it looks like a milky toner, but it's supposed to be like a 3-in-1 toner, serum, and moisturizer. And there's birch sap in it, glacier water, and olive leaf extract. It's like very French beauty. And I use it as a serum, like in between, before a moisturizer, but I also was using it as just a moisturizer, like using two layers of it, and my skin loved it. Like, it was extremely calming. It's a spray, not a mist, because it's like I said, a milky toner. So you can spray it on your face throughout the day to sort of like rehydrate. Ooh. But I like to spray it into my hand and then rub it together and pat it in. It just feels really nice and like refreshing. And like I said, hydrating. I've been using Supergoop's Glow Screen, SPF 40. Blue light protection, sure. Why not? Gives me a nice glow. That's usually what I'll wear like day to day when I'm not wearing any makeup, like any face makeup. Which I'm not really wearing any face makeup, except I am today. So I'll talk about what I am wearing. I am wearing the Giorgio Armani Neo Nude Foundation.
Ooh.
Have you guys tried this?
No.
If you love like a lightweight skincare infused foundation, if you like some light coverage and hydrating, this is it. And like Kirby mentioned with the concealers, like I have a hard time finding my shade in foundations. But like I was able to find my shade and it blends in so seamlessly and I love it. So if I do wear makeup, or face makeup, I am usually wearing this. So it's not that expensive. It's like $40. Okay. So I will put on the Kosas Airbrow.
I gotta try Kosas. I feel like people rave. I haven't tried any of their stuff, especially their mascara. Yeah.
You gotta try it. You're Angelinos.
I know. I'm so bad.
I feel like Kosas is such an LA beauty brand. Do you feel like that, Kirby? It's like Tower 28, Kosas.
Yes. Yes, it is.
It's so good.
It's very LA. But and they make great stuff.
Yeah, and especially with the brow product, like I feel like we're both super particular about our brows and the products that we use. But Sheena, the founder, nailed it with the Kosas eyebrows, so highly recommend that. And then I'm a big lip girl. Even if I'm not wearing like a lot of makeup, I still have to wear a lip. And lately I've been wearing, this is a bougie pick, Chanel Rouge Coco Bloom, their new hydrating, plumping lip color. It's just kind of like a lip balm, lipstick, and lip gloss in one. It has a nice pigment to it, but it's hydrating like a lip balm, and then it has like a sheen like a gloss. So I love those. That's like my daytime routine. And then in the evening, the only thing that is really different is I wash my face. Thank God. So I use the Tatcha Rice Wash Skin Softening Cleanser. Kirby, are you so proud of me? I've only mentioned Tatcha once.
Yeah. Like Sarah has to go, I'm not paid by Tatcha to talk about them. I'm like, well, then stop talking about them because you talk about them all the time.
Okay, well, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card.
Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
All right, we are back.
That's like Kirby with the fresh soy face cleanser, though. I feel like at this point they need to have one of their illustration, their cartoon drawing of you on the bottle, like a limited edition Kirby fresh soy cleanser.
I would
cleanser.
Buy that.
I would be honored.
The jumbo version.
Yes, yes.
So that's different. I wash my face and then I'll use... Oh wait. I lied. I'm going to talk about Tatcha again. Their dewy skin serum. Their dewy skin serum in the evening. Oh, it's just so good. It has hyaluronic acid in it. It's got squalane, which I don't usually like.
Squalane!
Squalane. Mm-hmm. And it's just so beautiful, the formula, and it feels like so nice and rich and hydrating. And then I use the circumference at night, finish up with that. One new product that I want to talk about that I've been trying the past couple days, it's a body wash. So it's a plus body wash.
Oh, yeah.
They describe it as a no-bottle, single-serve body wash. So it is in a dissolvable sachet.
What? This
comes from the people who make the Starface, those little pimple stickers that you guys have probably seen on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Like all the cool kids wearing those. So they made this body wash that is, yes, in the dissolvable sachet. So what you do is you open the sachet with dry hands, take out this little square, which is the body wash. And then the sachet dissolves in water. So, like, you just put it down the drain and you watch it, like, just dissolve and go down the drain. And then the body wash, you add a little bit of water and it turns into a foam. And then you just rub it all over your body and that's it. And they come in such delicious scents. There's one that's, like, a summer scent. It smells like neroli. And it's so good. The only thing I wish is that I'm like a big body wash person, so I need two squares. And I think it's going to be a little bit too expensive for me to continue to use it, although I guess I could just call it in. But but it's only because it only comes like 16 in a pack or something like that.
Oh, that's like 2 weeks.
I know, yeah. I know. So, but I am a I'm a fan of the product, and I think that, you know, Kirby and I are big fans of, or we're trying to, you know, incorporate more sustainable beauty into our routines and talk about that more on Gloss Angeles. So you guys should definitely check that one out.
Ooh, right. That's amazing. A great ring.
I'm like dry mouth. Like,
I know. When you're the interviewee, it's like, ooh. It's a lot of work. Okay, so then
talking about the skincare, there's just so much. There's so much.
I know.
But okay, thank you for letting me share.
What are like some overhyped products that you feel are not worth? Oh, you're there. I wish people could see the video. Two grins just emerged. What are the what we call the meh products? We've just started
Kirby
exploring.
Kirby's having
this,
a like, moment.
No. Like, what is it, Kirby? What are the products?
Oh my God! I wish I knew that this question was coming because I would have just like a laundry list. Oh my God, Sarah. Okay. Can I actually talk about one that gets overhyped? And it's because people say that there is a way cheaper dupe, but like we need to dispel that immediately.
Oh my God.
Am I allowed to do that?
Yes.
In that direction?
So because La Mer is expensive, everyone's like, this is overhyped. It is not. And if you think it is, it's totally fine. But like, you have to be of a certain age to appreciate the original creme. When I was in my 20s, I did not need the original creme. It was way too heavy. It was way too emollient. And like, the benefits that I would have seen from it just didn't pan out for me. Then when I started using it in my 30s, I'm like, okay, now I get it. Like, I understand why this product is so legendary. So like, if someone is telling you in your 20s to buy La Mer, just say no. You don't need to spend that much money. Nobody needs to spend that much money. If you have it, great. Like, it works. But everyone says that La Mer, the dupe for it is Nivea. And that's completely false. Yes, there are similar ingredients within both of them. And moisturizer wise, yeah, sure. Like, if you just need a good moisturizer, don't buy La Mer, buy Nivea by all means. Like, I love Nivea. But if you're looking for those actual skincare benefits, like helping with inflammation, helping with redness, helping with fine lines, helping with texture of your skin, like, Nivea does not contain the secret sauce that La Mer has in it. So like, that's kind of like Sarah and I's passion project, is dispelling, like, listen, you can be mad that it's expensive, but sometimes I get mad that it's that expensive, but like, that doesn't mean it doesn't work and that it doesn't actually deliver on what it says it's going to do. And for some people, it might not, you know, but like, that's kind of where I live in that world.
I love that. Thank you, Kirby.
You're welcome.
I feel like, gosh, this is such a hard question, and we would never want to like take anyone down because we're not about that. But
yeah, we don't want to yuck yums.
Yeah. But I will say, what I have not been using, and I'm like kind of over, and that's unfortunate because I have like a huge basket of them, are sheet masks. Like, I just don't think, I mean, Dory, I think they're wasteful.
You are speaking my language, Sarah.
They're wasteful, obviously. And I just don't think, like, I feel like it's like a jade roller. Like, it feels nice, and it's great if you're doing that as your self-care moment. You know, watching masking and Netflixing or whatever. But I just don't feel like I'm really getting any benefits out of it, even from like the really expensive ones. Like, I would rather invest in the serums or the creams and you know, apply that versus doing like a 10-minute sheet mask.
I could not agree with you more.
Hey, I'm so glad.
And again, if someone loves sheet masks and that is a part of their self-care, great. But I completely agree with what you're saying.
I actually will take it a step further. And Sarah, I had a revelation last week. I think that face masks in general are just not worth it. I don't think they're worth it. I think that if you're going to make a skincare routine and spend money doing it, buy products that you can use on a regular basis that you incorporate into your day or night routine. Don't waste your money on a mask that you wash off after 10 minutes. Like, there's only one mask that I truly use on a regular basis.
Oh my God, can I guess? Can I guess?
Yes.
Rene Rouleau Triple Berry Smoothing Peel.
Half right. Rene Rouleau Rapid Response Detox Mask. It's the one thing that like calms inflammation, hormonal acne, all that stuff. And it's like, anytime my skin's freaking out, like, I've been using it a lot this week because it really does take the fire out, as she likes to say. But
I agree with you, Kirby. I think that if everyone should have like a calming mask in their skincare wardrobe. But yeah, I don't like, I would rather spend or save my money and spend it on like facials and, you know, get all the, do their masks, get the lasers, get the LED light, then do a mask that's supposed to brighten my skin and help with fine lines and wrinkles like once every 2-3 weeks. Because like Kirby said, you should be investing that in either the treatments or what you're using every single day.
Mm.
And then I think cosmetic-wise, I think primers are a scam.
Yeah.
Sorry. Primers are a scam. It's like one of the biggest, best makeup artists, and really any makeup artist will say this, Mario Dedanovic, somebody asked him like, what primer do you use? I was at this event and there were like all of these like big YouTubers there,
And they're like, but what primer do you use? And he's like, I don't use primer. He's like, no, just moisturize your face properly. Like when you moisturize your face properly, your makeup will stay on longer, and then set it properly. You don't need this like extra step, because that's what causes the pilling most of the time. Like when you're starting, after you put on your sunscreen and you're noticing like, why is my face rubbing off? Like that's from the primer usually, because it's typically silicone based. So if you're going to invest in product, like make sure that you have a good sunscreen, make sure you have a good moisturizer, and then a good setting powder, or however you want to set your face. Don't waste your time on primers.
Love this tip.
I had no idea. I'm shook, honestly. That's wild.
No primers for you.
I haven't been wearing much primer, but I feel like I haven't been wearing much makeup. But if and when I go back, I mean,
no need.
Primers going out the window.
Throw it in the trash, Dory. Get rid of them.
All right. So last question for you, although I feel like we could just talk to you
for hours.
But we have to give a quick shout out to LA because we are all here in Los Angeles. What are your beauty faves here? Stores, estheticians, spas, facialists, you name it.
Secret spots.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell us everything.
I'll start. I recently went back to get my very first facial in like over a year. I have a lot of, like, I love Shawnee Darden. I love Kate Somerville. But if you want like to treat yourself and feel like you're in Paris for a second or for an hour, get yourself to the Melanie Grant studio on Melrose. She's from Australia. She's like the esthetician to Victoria Beckham. She's like a Augustinus Botter ambassador. And she has all the lights, I was gonna say lights and whistles. she like has like, you know, she does the lasers. She's got the, you know, LED, all that stuff. So, if you're looking for that sort of facial, you should definitely go see her. But her studio is so beautiful. She like designed it to look like, the Chanel apartment, like with the mirrored staircase and, like they all dress up really cute, all the estheticians, to do your facials. So that's definitely a recommendation. Although Shawnee Darden, Kate Somerville, you can't go wrong with either of those either. Kirby, you go while I think some more.
Okay. Sonia at Skin Worship. It's like a very small, you know, aesthetic space, but all of the estheticians there are incredible. And, I met Sonia when she was working at a different spot, and I followed her because she gives amazing lymphatic drainage face massage. I have TMJ, so I'm constantly grinding my teeth. I wear a night guard. I get Botox in my masseter muscle to help. Like there's all these different components to it. But when I go to her, I literally just lay on the bed and I'm like, I don't care if you extract anything. I don't care if you put on a mask, just massage my face. And the way that she just moves, it's like, it's orgasmic. It's truly incredible. So go see Sonia, because she has magic hands and she will make your face not only feel better, but look amazing. My dermatologist that I see regularly is Dr. Nancy Samolitis. She's at Facile Dermatology and Boutique. They just opened up a new location on Melrose Place, so close to Kate Somerville, close to Alfred Coffee. And she's one of the best, if not most informed dermatologists in LA. She knows about treatments and services that have been popularized in Europe for years that are finally becoming available. So a lot of times if I'm like writing a story about a new treatment or a new service, it's because like she tipped me off to it. And she specializes in melasma, which is something that I deal with because I have an IUD and it's hormonal and from my birth control. So I see her pretty regularly. She put me on tranexamic acid pills to help with my melasma, which are a total game changer. I talk about this a lot, like on my Instagram and stuff like that. And a lot of people are like, I can't find the tranexamic acid pills. I'm like, well,
first you have to get it prescribed by a doctor, and not all doctors are aware of this and like how to utilize them. So maybe bring it up to your derm, but if they don't know about it, I wouldn't ask them to get you the prescription. Like, you really want them to know like how much to prescribe and how it works. So she's incredible. I also would recommend Ramirez Trans Salon for hair. If you want an amazing haircut, go there. My guy is Onco Tran. He's co-owner of the salon.
Good luck getting into On.
I know. Wow.
He is incredible.
Everyone else.
Just a gem of a human. And he's trained so many people. So if I, like a fast tip would be go onto his Instagram, look up his assistants and see if they've graduated and like moved on, because they have learned from the best and you will be able to probably see them. And then lastly on Melrose Place is Violet Gray. And it's, you know, such a unique LA beauty store. It's very curated. You know, Cassandra Gray started it, and it's a place where you can get like Charlotte Tilbury and Beauty Stat and just all different types of like LA centric beauty brands that, I don't know. I love going into the boutique and seeing what they have to offer. And it's a very different shopping experience than a Sephora or a Credo or an Ulta.
Hmm. Okay. I have a few more to add. One thing that I am really excited to do once we sort of transition back to more normalcy is get a Korean body scrub. Like, I am dying to see the dead skin scrubbed off of my skin, of my body.
Yes.
My go-to in Koreatown is Spa Palace. I recommend Spa Palace because I know that, you know, Olympic Spa, and there are so many others that are really popular in Koreatown, but Spa Palace, it makes it a little bit more intimate. Not that there's anything wrong with, you know, being body scrubbed next to another stranger fully naked. But if you are a little bit shy, a little bit more shy, they scrub you in like your own little shower stall. So, I love it so much. I miss it so much. I cannot wait to get back. If you are looking for a bougier experience, there is it's called Pellicure. And I don't think it's owned by Kimora Lee Simmons, but I think it's like backed by her. Right, Kirby? Or I don't know. But you know, Kimora Lee Simmons, she's half Korean, and, that is like a bougie Korean body scrub experience. It is not cheap, but we all deserve this after what feels like 10 years in quarantine. So highly recommend treating yourself to that. You will have baby smooth skin afterwards. Dime Nails on Fairfax. If you are looking for some just like a basic manicure pedicure or some fun nail art, Kristen is the owner of Dime Nails. She's amazing. It's woman of color owned, independent little salon. So go support her. Go support all the nail artists there.
Wait, I have to shout out my place then. TNL Nail Lounge on Little Santa Monica in Beverly Hills. I stan them and they will forever be my faves. Again, woman of color owned and independently owned. So go support them.
Love it.
Go get your nails done.
I've learned so many new places and I live here.
I know. Same.
I've been quietly Googling all your tips.
LA's
because
so
I'm
big.
Like, I don't know any of these.
It's hard.
Oh, well, you just gave us our great first LA guide. So thank you both so much.
Thank you so much for having us. This was so much fun. I hope
this was so fun. Can you both let our listeners know where they can find you and how they can listen to Los Angeles and all the good stuff?
Yes. So we are on all major podcasting platforms, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, all that good stuff. You can find us on our website, losangelespod.com. And then we are on social at Los Angeles Pod on Instagram and Twitter. And we have a Facebook group. Just search Los Angeles and join. It's called the Los Angeles Glamgelinos. And if you're curious about product recommendations or any type of review, that group is popping off at all times. So, and then you can find me personally at Kirby Johnson, KIRBIE.
And I am at Sarah Tan, SARATAN.
Yay. Well, thank you both so much. This was so fun. Forever 35 is hosted and produced by me, Dori Shafrir, and you, Kate Spencer. Produced and edited by Sammy Junio. Sam Reed is our project manager. Our network partner is Acast. We will talk to you all again very soon.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.